Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and today Masechus Chulin Daf Mem Off. The end of the second parak Hashoichet. The Zichu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three dafs we're going to focus on, number one, on the previous daf, Amraima argued if one who shechs another person's animal for avodah zor prohibits it. The Gemara proves that Tanaim argue about this question. If an idolater performed an idolatrous nisach, a libation with the Jews' wine, the Tanakhama says he prohibits it, but other Tanaim say it remains permitted for two reasons. Firstly, because an akum only performs nisach in front of an idol, and secondly, because a Jew can say, lo kahimnach sheteso yeni lonsi, you have no ability to prohibit my wine against my will. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak, who say one does not prohibit someone else's animal by shechting it for avodah zorah, explain that although Tanaim here say an idolater prohibits a Jew's wine through nisach, that is only true for a Gentile. But regarding a Jew, Litzuri Kamechavin, he intends only to torment his fellow by deceiving him to think that his animal is becoming prohibited, but doesn't actually intend to shecht it for idolatry. This isn't applied to Yisrael Mumer, a Jewish apostate whose declared intent for avodah zorah is taken seriously. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one may not shecht into seas, rivers, or kalim, which may appear to be shechting for avodah zorah, but he may shecht into a pool of water or in a boat on top of kalim. Ein shochting laguma kol ikar. We may not shecht into a pit at all because this was the practice of meaning for idolatry. The Mishnah continues that one may make a pit in his house for the blood to collect there, ubashuku yasakin, but one may not do so on the street, shu yechake as a tzedukim, so as not to follow the tzedukim's practices. Since the Mishnah first forbade shechting into a pit altogether, Rava reinterprets the Mishnah's permit to make a pit in one's house. A rotzel and nakar chatzero, one who wants to keep his yard clean, when he shechts, he should make an area outside the pit and shecht over it, and the blood will drip down to the pit. But he may not do so in the marketplace, which appears to be following the Siddukim's practices, since the shuk's cleanliness is not his concern. Abraisa supports this interpretation and concludes that if one did so, tzarech medika acharav, he requires an inspection to determine if he's amin. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that if one shechts an animal of chulin for the sake of a carbon ola, Shlamim, an Ashim Talui, a Pesach, or a Toda, the Shechita is invalid mid the Rabban because an onlooker may conclude that he was makdishit for that carbon at the time of Shechita. Rabbi Shimon says the Shechita is valid. If one shechted an animal for the sake of a carbon chatas, an Ashim Vadai, a Bechor, a Meis Behema, or a Temura, the Shechita is valid. Since these carbonas cannot be brought voluntarily, but as a result of a particular event, it would be known about by others. Therefore, people realize that his declared intent is meaningless and the shechita is not disqualified. The Mishnah concludes, the haklal, this is the rule, kol davar shenidav v'nidav, any carbon which can be vowed or donated, hashoichet l'shmo aser, if one shechts for that carbon's sake, it's forbidden to eat. But if one shechts for the sake of a carbon which cannot be brought voluntarily, the shechita is valid. The Gemara explains why Nashim Tali and a Karban Pesach are in the first category. Rabbi Yanai says, the Mishnah's ruling does not apply to Balei Mumim because people realize they're not Karbanos. Rabbi Yochanan argues because people sometimes cover the Mum and it goes unnoticed. So once again, the three points are, number one, on the previous daf, Amoraim argued if one who shechs another person's animal for avodah zorah prohibits it. The Gemara proves that Tanaim argue about this question. If an idolater performed an idolatrous nisach, a libation with the Jews' wine, the Tanakhama says he prohibits it, but other Tanaim say it remains permitted for two reasons. Firstly, because an akum only performs nisach in front of an idol, and secondly, because a Jew can say, lo kahimnach sheteso yeni lonsi, you have no ability to prohibit my wine against my will. Rav Nachman, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzchak, who say one does not prohibit someone else's animal by shechting it for avodah zorah, explain that although Tanaim here say an idolater prohibits a Jew's wine through nisach, that is only true for a Gentile. But regarding a Jew, Litzuri Kamechavin, he intends only to torment his fellow by deceiving him to think that his animal is becoming prohibited, but doesn't actually intend to shecht it for idolatry. This isn't applied to Yisrael Mumer, a Jewish apostate whose declared intent for avodah zorah is taken seriously. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that one may not shecht into seas, rivers, or kalim, which may appear to be shechting for avodah zorah, but he may shecht into a pool of water or in a boat on top of kalim. We may not check into a pit at all because this was the practice of meaning for idolatry. The Mishnah continues, the one may make a pit in his house for the blood to collect there, but one may not do so on the street, so as not to follow the tzedukim's practices. Since the Mishnah first forbade shechting into a pit altogether, Rava reinterprets the Mishnah's permit to make a pit in one's house. A rotzel and nakar chatzero, one who wants to keep his yard clean, when he shechs, he should make an area outside the pit and shecht over it, and the blood will drip down to the pit. But he may not do so in the marketplace, which appears to be following the Siddukim's practices, since the shuk's cleanliness is not his concern. A brisa supports this interpretation and concludes that if one did so, tzarech bedika acharav, he requires an inspection to determine if he's amin. And point number three, the next mishnah states that if one shechts an animal of chulin for the sake of a carbon ola, Shlamim, a Nashim Talui, a Pesach, or a Toda, the Shechita is invalid mid the Rabban because an onlooker may conclude that he was Makdishit for that carbon at the time of Shechita. Rabbi Shimon says the Shechita is valid. If one shechted an animal for the sake of a carbon Chatas, a Nashim Vadai, a Bechor, a Meis Behema, or a Temura, the Shechita is valid. Since these carbonas cannot be brought voluntarily, but as a result of a particular event, it would be known about by others. Therefore, people realize that his declared intent is meaningless and the shechita is not disqualified. The Mishnah concludes, the haklal, this is the rule, kol davar shenidav v'nidav, any carbon which can be vowed or donated, hashurichet l'shmo aser, if one shechs for that carbon's sake, it's forbidden to eat. But if one shechs for the sake of a carbon which cannot be brought voluntarily, the shechita is valid. The Gemara explains why Nashim Tali and the Karban Pesach are in the first category. Rabbi Yanai says, the Mishnah's ruling does not apply to Balei Mumim because people realize they're not Karbanos. Rabbi Yochanan argues because people sometimes cover the Mum and it goes unnoticed. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Aleph, and our standard Siman is a grandma. A grandma, so here goes. The grandma who was annoyed at her grandson, who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht his sheep for Avodah Zarah, and was relieved that at least he kept the chatzar clean by shechting near the pit, was dismayed when her other grandson shechted her last sheep for a carbon that is neither of a nidav, making it aser midirabbanan. Once again, some motion. The grandma, that must mean we're on Duff Mem Aleph. The grandma who's anointed her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht a sheep for avodah zarah, which reminds us of Rav Nachum, Rav Amram, and Rav Yitzhak, who say one does not prohibit someone else's animal by shechting it for avodah zarah, explain that although Tanaim here say an idolater prohibits a Jew's wine through nisuch, that's only true for a Gentile, but regarding a Jew, Letzu'uri kamechavin, he intends only to torment his fellow by deceiving him to think that his animal is becoming prohibited, but does not actually intend to shecht it for idolatry. So the grandma who was annoyed at her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht his sheep for avodah zarah and was relieved that at least he kept the chatzar clean by shechting near the pit, which reminds us, we learn that one who wants to keep his yard clean when he shechts, osam makam chutz l'guma, he should make an area outside the pit and shecht over it, and the blood will drip down to the pit. But he may not do so in the marketplace, which appears to be following the tzedukim's practices, since the shuk's cleanliness is not his concern. So the grandma who's annoyed at her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht his sheep for avodah zarah and was relieved that at least he kept the chatzar clean by shechting near the pit, was dismayed when her other grandson shechted her last sheep for a carbon that is neither of a nidav, making it aser midirabban, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes, Zeh klal, this is the rule, kol davar shenidav v'nidav, any carbon which can be vowed or donated, hashurichet l'shmo aser, if one shechts for that carbon's sake, it's forbidden to eat, but if one shechts for the sake of a carbon which cannot be brought voluntarily, the shechita is valid. So once again, the grandma was annoyed at her grandson who tormented his brother by claiming to shecht the sheep for avodah zarah and was relieved that at least he kept the chatzar clean by shechting near the pit, was dismayed when her other grandson shechted her last sheep for a carbon that is neither v'nidav, making it aser midirabbanan. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Siman Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The boys on the laser tag team, laser tag, that must be on Daf Lamed Zayin. The boys on the laser tag team were tasked with shooting a laser at the Mesukenis' leg, just as it jerked during Shechita, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a Mesukenis, an animal near death, Rav Mishnah Gamliel says, it's not permitted, ashet parkes biyad uberegel, unless it jerks a foreleg and hind leg, demonstrating its vitality. Moriezer says, Daim Zinka, it's sufficient if it spouted blood with force when it was shechted. Rabbi Shimon says that if one shechted a Musukenis at night and the next morning found the walls of the cut neck full of blood, the shechita is valid, following Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The Chachamim say the animal is not permitted unless it jerked a foreleg or hind leg, or unless it wags its tail. So the boys on the laser tag team were tasked with shooting a laser at the Musukenis' leg, just as it jerked during Shechita, as the screen displayed the word treifa showing that Musukenis is permitted. Which reminds us, the Gemara seeks sources that Musukenis is permitted. It brings the fact that the Torah specifically prohibited treifa, which implies that Musukenis is permitted. For if Musukenis, which is not missing any vital organ, is prohibited, obviously a treifa is also prohibited. So the boys on the laser tag team were tasked with shooting a laser at the Musukenis' leg, just as it jerked during Shechita, as the screen displayed the word treifa showing that Musukenis is permitted, even though the instructor would not eat from it due to his righteousness. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings an additional source permitting Musukenis from a pasuk in which Yechezkel expresses his lifelong righteousness. Daf Lamed Ches. So the siman Daf Lamed Ches is a double lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the siman. So here goes. The shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup, That must mean we're on Daf Lamed Ches. The shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup to the leg of the Musukenis to help him determine if there's pirkas of the limb at the end of the Shechita, which reminds us, the Gemara records three opinions regarding when the pirkas, the limb jerking, must take place to validate the Shechita of a Musukenis. Must it be during the Shechita, at the end of the Shechita, or at the beginning of the Shechita? So the shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup to the leg of the Musukenis to help him determine if there's pirkas of the limb at the end of the Shechita, which attracted the hungry young calf who was born just as his mother died, disqualifying it as a carbon, which reminds us, we learn that an animal whose mother dies as it's born is disqualified as a carbon. So the shochet who attached a pot of chicken soup to the leg of the Musukenis to help him determine if there's a pirkas of the limb at the end of the Shechita, which attracted the hungry young calf who was born just as its mother died, disqualifying it as a carbon, told the goy who said the Shechita is for avodah zorah that only his thoughts count. Which reminds us, we discussed shechting on behalf of an idolater, and we learn hakol holech achra shochet. Everything is based on the shochet's kavana. Daf Lamites, so the siman Daf Lamites is letters, and we often use a mailman in the siman. So here goes. The mailman who uses letter, mailman. That must be on Daf Lamites. The mailman who uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do zrika in front of a avodah zorah on his mail route, which reminds us, Amraim discussed one shechts an animal with intent, lizrok damo levodas kochavim, to throw its blood for avodah zorah, or to burn its fats for avodah zorah. Rabbi Yochanan says the animal is asu b'hanah as an idolatrous sacrifice because mechashvim avoda l'avoda. One is able to have intent from one avoda to another avoda for avoda zora by deriving chutz mibifnim, outside sacrifices referring to idolatry, from inside sacrifices referring to kabbonis inside the mikdash, where a carbon shechted with the intent to perform zrika the next day immediately becomes pigel. Rish Lakish said the animal is permitted because he holds ein mechashvim avoda l'avoda and does not derive chutz from pnim. So the mailman who uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do zrika in front of avodah zorah on his mail route, and the mailman who uses letter opener to shecht an animal and afterwards declared his intent to do zrika in front of avodah zorah, which reminds us, a braisa teaches regarding one who shechted an animal, and afterwards he declared he intended to perform zrika on his blood or burn fats for avodah zorah. Such an incident occurred in Kisri, and they didn't rule on the animal whether a permit or a prohibition. The question is whether his later idolatrous intent indicates that the original Shechita was also for avodah zorah. So the mailman uses letter opener to shecht an animal while thinking that he would do zrika in front of the avodah zorah on his mail route, and the mailman uses letter opener to shecht an animal and afterwards declared his intent to do zrika in front of avodah zorah. Watch as their colleague delivered a letter gifting all of his friend's possessions through a third party to someone who waited a bit, then yelled that he doesn't accept it. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malkokas about one who later protests against receiving a gift. The Malkokas is where one transferred it to him through another person who acquired it on his behalf, and the recipient was initially silent and later protested. The Tanakhama holds his initial silence proves he wanted it. His eventual protest proves the intent of his initial silence. He never wanted it and was initially silent because he reasoned, as long as it didn't come into my hands, why should I protest? Daf Mem. So the siman Daf Mem is mime water, and we use a pool for the siman. A pool. So here goes. At the mountain pool. That must be one Daf Mem. Mayim. At the mountain pool where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain, l'shem harim, puzzling the shechita but not making the animal, zivchei meisim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, that if one shechts l'shem harim, for the sake of mountains, meaning worshipping the mountains, or for the sake of hills, seas, rivers, or deserts, the shechita is invalid. This implies that the shechita is merely pasua, it's invalid, but not zivchei meisim, it's not sacrifices of the dead, aser bahana is an idolatrous sacrifice. Abai explains that he shechted l'har for the sake of the mountain itself, which is a fixed entity and cannot become an object of idolatry. So sacrifices to it are not considered idolatrous sacrifices, although the worshipper incurs the death penalty. So at the mountain pool where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain, l'shem harim, pussing the shechita but not making the animal, zivchei meisim, and another man shechted even less than half a simon of a friend's sheep lying in front of an idol, prohibiting it completely, which reminds us, Rav Huna says that if someone else's animal is lying in front of an idol, kevin sheshachah bat simon echad, as soon as one cuts one pipe for avodah zarah, he prohibits the animal any hana as an idolatrous sacrifice. Although designating live animals for idolatrous sacrifices does not prohibit them, performing a physical act of idolatry does. So at the mountain pool where one man shechted his animal toward the mountain l'shem harim, pussing the shechita but not making the animal, zivchei meisim, and another man shechted even less than a half a siman of a friend's sheep lying in front of an idol, prohibiting it completely. Children tried to dive over the inflatable toy shaped like a man shechting a chatas on Shabbos, b'chutz, for the sake of avodah zorah, to win 3 chatos medals, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if one shechs a chatas on Shabbos b'chutz, outside the Mikdash, for the sake of avodah zorah, he's chayiv for 3 chatos for these 3 transgressions. Marzutra explains that the Bryce's case is sheyachatzi kanu pagum, where half the trachea of the chataz ha'of was already severed, and he added the slightest cut, thus completing the shechita, whereby all of them, the shechita on Shabbos, the shechita b'chutz, and the shechita for avodah zorah, occurred simultaneously. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have a machlokes regarding what the din is if one later protests against receiving a gift? That's on daf. Lamates. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss shechting kachim on Shabbos, b'chutz for avodah zorah? That's on daf. Mem. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss atzarid shel menachos, a dry part of a mincha that touches tumah, whether we count it as a rishon or sheni for tumah based on chibas hakodesh? That's on daf. Lamadvav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that an act of idolatry, even a minimal act of shechita, can prohibit someone else's animal? That's on daf. Mem. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we have a machlokes of dam which was wiped away before shechita was completed is makshir? That's on daf. Lamed vav. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that tahara for truma is considered tameh for kachim regarding midras? That's on daf. Lamed hey. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we makokes if machashvin ma'avodu avoda? That's on daf. Lamates. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we know that Yechezkel refrained from certain permitted foods? That's on daf. Lamed zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf to discuss what movements are required to make the shechita of a musukenis valid? That's on daf. Lamed zayin. Good. Number 10. Which daf does the Gemara seek the sources for permitting Musukenis? That's on daf. Lamed Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.